What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The good, the bad, the hustlers, the people that bust up, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Wicked Wednesday. The D-backs kicked the Phillies tonight, 4-2, final score. We thought the Phillies were in tough. Joe Girardi knew that they were in tough. The Dodgers rolled 9-0. Watch out, San Francisco. And you know what? I'm calling the shot right now. It's impossible. And we use this comparison. And, Cam, you're going to like this. Me and Cam talked about it, in which Andre the Giant drank 136 beers on a plane once. And I was saying the Giants are like Andre the Giant, Cam. They just keep drinking and drinking, but they don't fall down, right? It's like, dude, is this guy ever going to get tired?
Like, it's kind of like me. Since I started this show, Gabe, I'm on my 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on number 8. So what is that? I've been here for an hour.
They're
8 beers
like
in an
sprites.
Hour.
You're yeah, like, they, you're,
honestly,
you're
like I don't even
boy.
Get, I don't get
you're
drunk
like
on beer
Bert.
Anymore.
Yeah. You're like Berkey.
Yeah, Burke was right to say that to your friend. Drinking? No, like, beer's not drinking. We've mentioned this before. It's not drinking.
It's the best story ever.
I love it.
My buddy shows up with 24 for all of them. Burke shows up with his own 48 cam. Babano, my buddy goes fishing with Brian Burke and the playboy guy, the Canucks. And so he figures, all right, I'll bring some beer. So he brings 24, brings a case.
Not enough.
24 beers. Burke shows up with his own 48. And when my buddy showed up with the 24, Burke looked at him and said, is that for you? Like, type like he was insulted, Cam. Like, he was like, is that it? Like, is that your hurt? You know what I mean? Like, so they go out fishing and stuff. They're drinking. And my buddy nearly throws up. They drink like a million beers on the boat and stuff. And then they get back to shore. And Burke tells him, all right, guys, go clean up and we'll go into town and have some drinks. And my buddy cracks and goes, have some drinks. He's like, man, we just, how much were you more going to drink? And Burke gets all like, Burke goes, we drank beer, Jerry. We drank beer. And he goes, beer is not drinking. And then he pulled out a bottle of whiskey, and he goes, this is drinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and he goes, said that before, Gabe, drinking. That the hard stuff is the only thing he acknowledges is actual drinking. Yeah, yeah.
So, and Cam can, and it's true. It's true. Like, I don't know. If I drink, like, 22 beers or something, I guess I could get buzzed. But I won't do anything stupid. Like, beer can't make me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, beer's good. Sort of,
yeah.
Beer's like, good. Know, like, it was invented for people that want to have a few and not kill your friends and stuff. Like,
you
can have some casual drinks. You get a little bit buzzed, but you're not going to go, I'm going to, like, put a knife in your throat. Just remember one thing. Just remember one thing. The darker the liquid, the more evil it gets. It starts clear, beer, vodka, and then it just gets worse. And if you see something like stuff with the sugar, like that Jamaican rum, I've seen guys drink bottles of that. You might as well just drink a case of Coke. You're going to, like, murder somebody. It's not good.
And my brother the other night, I asked him what he's doing after I went to a sports bar with him. He told me, I'm going to the liquor store and I'm buying a bottle of gin.
Oh, he drinks gin now?
Hardcore.
Holy gee. Pine Sol.
Late night anchor management class. It's cold gin time again. You know that it always wins. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I'm Renzi kicking it with us. Cam's at bonus time tonight.
Your brother drinks gin? That's an old lady's drink. That stuff tastes like pine cones. I'll drink gin. Like, it's one of those things. I remember Jim Rome was talking about that, too.
Old people like gin.
Yeah. Know who likes it, too?
No, like rum's more of a lady. Like my
gin is a total woman's drink. And I'll tell you another thing. You know who else drinks gin? Guys who just, like, it's the sophisticated... I'm going to have one drink in my goblet. And they sit there with like an olive martini and they sit there in a gin martini and suck it
and
back
and pretend
they're rich.
Take it forever to drink it.
Look, I remember Jim Rome was talking about it. I think he had a deal with that really high quality gin, Bombay Sapphire. I used to drink gin sometimes. The problem with gin is after a while, it tastes like floor cleaner. It's got like this weird minty kind of, I can't even describe it. I think
the same thing, Gabe.
You know what it is, Gabe? It's like literally I take a bottle of Pine Sol, you know, I'll shake it up, throw some rubbing alcohol in it after a while. Yeah, and it's like imagine sucking on a Halls and the thing like was made of gin. That's kind of what I like when I taste gin. I'm like,
what
about
that flavor? Gin and tonic? Because I don't like tonic either. Gin and tonic.
Here's another problem. People don't know. Like gin and tonic, that's a nightmare drink for you. It's actually you'd be safer drinking like straight up scotch. That stuff, tonic, people don't know. Tonic's got like more sugar in it than like a Coke, Gabe. It's like the same thing. The only thing that's got no sugar is soda. Why do you think my girlfriend, she lost 30 pounds. I go, she goes, you're not going to believe how I lost 30 pounds. I go, how'd you do it? She said, vodka soda and chicken wings. I'm like, what? And I saw it in action. I'm like, oh my God. So she's getting wasted and eating chicken wings and losing weight because soda's got no sugar. That's what I'm talking about, Jack.
That's amazing. That's the
Wow. And the problem with beer is beer's got yeast. Right? So I'm drinking. Say I went for a nice walk today. Great. Good idea. I lost every baseball bet I made. I don't know. I should have just stayed in bed. But I went for a walk. These beers that I got going on right now, Gabe, think about it. Each beer is like 150 calories. So I basically just ate like five Big Macs. Let's have some more.
Because it's a great kiss song. Cold gin. Ace Frehley.
Cold gin.
My heater's broke and I'm so tired. I need some fuel to build a fire.
Yeah,
the girl next door, her lights are out. The landlord's gone. I'm down and out. Oh, it's cold gin time again. You know it'll always win. Cold gin time again. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
Yeah, you know what, though? They're mocking them sort of for winning $116, but...
Yeah, what'd they do?
Nothing. And that was like 1977 or 78, too. It's not a bad night, $116.
It's more like 500. It's fine.
I like how I love that. I chunked it all
on a hockey game. You're right, Gabe. Like, if I work with a bunch of idiots like that, so the guy wins money, he's springing for lunch, and they're mocking the guy. You know what I'd tell him? F off, and I'll keep the money myself, and I'll go chunk it on something else. Or I'll go meet a lady at the piano bar and chunk it on her gin, cold gin.
Yeah.
Bunch of stooges.
Great lyrics, great song. So here's just, let me just read this. Like, it's like poetry. Ace Frehley wrote this. Woo-hoo, all right. My heater's broke and I'm so tired. I need some fuel to build a fire. The girl next door, her lights are out. The landlord's gone. I'm down and out. Oh, yeah. It's cold gin time again. Dun, dun. You know it'll always win. Dun, dun. Cold gin time again. This is the best part of the song. You know it's the only thing that keeps us together. Dun, dun. It's about like him and his girl drinking gin together. They have a love of gin.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. That's that song's like an anthem for a creeper, but it's a fantastic lyrics.
I'm with good for a TV. That's a very gin,
that, yeah. That's got stalker creeper written all over. That's a good murder mystery.
It's not as bad. There. It's not as bad as Gene Simmons' Christine 16.
Oh yeah, but no, that's
besides the point.
That's just wrong.
They can't do that like that. Like, I can't believe they got away with that.
Exactly.
Like somebody said, listen. You can't have a song about a 60 light.
Agreed.
And they even say, I saw her at the schoolyard. I had to have her. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, even like, I can't believe someone in the studio didn't say, listen, we're going to change the word schoolyard for dance floor, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or
yeah.
Bar. How about bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how about
street? Too much of a stalking your prey mentality with that.
How about, street? Like, and I'm a musician, so I just can't believe someone said, listen, Paul and Gene, we're going to change schoolyard for I saw her on the street and I had to have her.
I got to be honest with you.
That's not
if
bad.
That song was written today and put out there, you're almost in the clink.
They get canceled. Cancel culture, yeah.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, these are the lyrics. Christine 16.
Oh, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah. There's a documentary about Kiss on A&E now, and that's the one regret that Gene Simmons said, the only regret in his career. Said he regrets like being such a sexist. Yeah, Christine 16. She's got me dizzy. She sees me through to the end. She's got me in her hands, and there's no use in pretending. Christine 16. She drives me crazy. I want to give her what I've got. She's hot every day and night. There's no doubt about it.
Wow.
I don't usually don't say these things like this to girls your age. But when I saw you coming out of school that day, I just knew I had to have you. She's been around, but she's young and clean. I've got to have her. Can't live without her. Whoa, no, Christine 16. It's like, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Like,
that song's got so many airs and that's just simply, that's
you know
wrong,
what's just
man.
Crazy? Think about that, guys. Think about that, people, for people tuning in. For that being acceptable, that was on the radio.
It was.
That was on the radio. Like, that was on the radio. And to the Me Too from where we're at now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, wow. Like, man, it's getting, you know, last 40 years of change.
Yes.
They said, yeah, like, Kiss's Love Guns record cover would not be very popular now.
No, no.
Well, you can tell things have changed too. Everybody, like, it's like I say, cancel culture. You say something or you put a lyric that's just a little bit maybe against making people fearful. Yeah, you're going to pay the price for it. Jack Morris last night. Here's another example of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Jack Morris, though, Babano, it's funny too. I swear to God, guys, funny you bring out Jack Morris, Babano, because we had a Hall of Fame. We're having a Hall of Fame debate the other night, and I agree with Cam, and I like the passion. Dale Murphy's getting screwed. He's a Hall of Famer.
For sure.
So he's getting screwed. You know what? Someone told me after, they said, oh, you heard your debate. They said he's not in because he's Mormon.
Yeah, exactly.
They said it's religious. I don't know, that whatever. The reporters didn't like him or whatever. But about Jack Morris, because remember, Jack Morris belonged in the Hall of Fame. Guy's a great pitcher. Very clutch guy, pitching the best baseball game I ever saw, the 1-0 game against the Twins and the Braves. That's the best baseball game I've ever seen in my life. And he was never in the Hall of Fame. He's always been kind of, you know, edgy and he says things. He doesn't really like the media and stuff. I didn't, you know, he's never going to work again, just for the record. He's done. Because, you know, was it the worst thing that he said? No. But in today's day and age, like, you know, it is what it is. I don't know why people, whenever Ohtani comes up, just stop talking about him.
Like, exactly. My point. Like, just what goes in your, like, even though I look at it and it's stupid and I don't think, like, he and the thing is, he's maybe not a racist or not, but the thing is, why the hell would you go into a Chinese accent and do, like, what in your mind is telling you, like, it's almost insane to me that you would even, like, that thought
an
pops
Oriental
in your head.
An Oriental Asian accent.
Yeah, he goes, like, don't pitch to him. Like, are you crazy?
I don't want
to
play it.
No,
I'm not going to replay the clip because people always say, oh, this is a racist clip, and then they play it all the time. It's like, well, you're just as bad. You're playing it. So I'm not going to play it. But the first thing I thought, I was like, I don't know, he sounds more Irish.
Yeah,
he
did.
Horrible accent.
I got to be honest with you. Jack Morris isn't doing any interpretation. He's no Rich Little, that's for sure.
No.
I almost want to play it now just to see, like, how bad it was.
Oh, it was awful.
I'm almost of the deal. It's like, I don't know. We can't really even suspend a guy. He didn't even sound Asian.
That's
it. Yeah, it didn't sound like it, but people aren't stupid. They know what he was going for. It was just poor execution.
Yeah, we know. We know. It's just, it was a horrible attempt.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
We'll play it on the other side quickly, just to laugh at it. The apology, what was the best is, he goes, hey, I got a lot of respect for the guy. I'm not calling the pitcher out for not pitching to him. I don't blame him. He's like, he turns it into a baseball.
It's awesome. Sorry, it was funny, though. It's wrong, but I laughed.
Hey, I wouldn't pitch to him either. I get it. So, Jack, no one's upset because they intentionally walked him. Brother, upset than you. Like, he tried to spin it somehow. Yeah, he intentionally walked him. It's fine. But honestly, I was thinking about this about Jack Morris. It was stupid. Stephen A. Smith was worse. Stephen A. Smith went on a tirade about how this is America and it's baseball and he needs to speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack Morris didn't say that. Jack Morris said, I respect the hell out of the guy. He's a great baseball player. He shouldn't have, you know, but like you said, Cam, and that's the thing with Bando. And listen, I've said dumb things over the years. I've been on the air nearly 20 years.
Oh, yeah. So yeah,
me too. You know what I mean?
Big time.
I've said dumb things. But now it's been a while, and so I didn't like myself for it for a while because I was like, I don't like censoring myself. But there's a lot of times where it's been smart, where I think of something and I'm like, I think it's funny, but I'm like, I know it's offensive. And if you know it's offensive, then don't say, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, like, if you're Jack Morris, like, your brain, like, dude, you're not an idiot. Like you said, Kev, you have to have that little thing before and think, no, I better not say this. Like, even
this could be offensive, and if it is to even a few people, they're bringing the hammer down.
Well, that's the thing. Like, before you crack a joke, you always think about, like, the thing was, I don't know what got in his head in his processing chamber, and he still did it. That's the crazy thing. Anyway, what are you going to do?
Like, wow.
He's got to go to, like, what is it, some kind of training now? Hi, Jack. Like, yeah. Like,
but to Gabe's point, Cam, to Gabe's point, Stephen A. Smith just did an on-air apology, and he's got his job and his regular duties, first take and all that, NBA reporting back again. Dude. Jack Morris might lose the whole gig that he's got with Detroit Tiger baseball now.
Yeah, but Stephen A. Smith mocked the Nigerian accents after and stuff. Like, come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Loser, you can't catch a football. Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Morency. We're lucky to have Cam Stewart hanging out with us in the late night hours and Ian Cameron as well, a.k.a. Babano. Look forward to talking CFL with Babano. But as far as Jack Morris and Matthias, let me know when the clip is ready. As far as Jack Morris is concerned, I'm not defending him. Like, it was a stupid thing to do and stuff. But at the same point in time, and I know, Cam, you feel the same way, Babano. Like, you're going to kill comedy. Let's just call it what it is. Like, you can't have stand-up comics anymore. Everything is offensive. Like, everything is. And as I stated, like, when, you know, like on The Simpsons, when they did the bit about, like, you ever notice black guys drive like this and white guys drive like this? Like, as a white guy, I don't get offended when some guy cracks a white guy or
exactly
a lame joke. I'm not like,
yeah, me too.
Well, think,
I'm a stand-up fan.
Think about this, Morency.
I take it for what it is.
Think about this.
But I'm not. Okay. No, but let me just finish. But I'm saying, but the thing is, white people aren't. It's easy for white people to say that. But the whole point is, I love the episode of Seinfeld where they keep on so crave. They buy the cigar store Indian. All right. And Jerry likes the native girl. Everything he says is wrong and stuff. and then he asks the mailman. He sees a mailman, and he goes, "Excuse me, which way is that Chinese restaurant in the neighborhood?" And the guy is Asian, and he snaps. He goes, "Ah, why you ask me? Why? Because I'm Asian. You think I know where the Chinese restaurant is?" He goes, "I asked you because you're the mailman."
Exactly.
He goes, "You work in the neighborhood. You're a mailman. You would know the address is." And then he had a great line after. He goes, "You know, if somebody asked me which direction Israel's in, I don't fly off the handle."
It's true. And know what it is, too?
And Seinfeld is very, like, he's not politically correct in real life. Like, his humor's not that edgy, yeah. But he doesn't like the cancel culture stuff with humor. And that doesn't mean, like, you should be abusive and racist. But there is a cutoff point where everyone's got to chill out a bit. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
It was a bad joke, but we don't need to fire him.
No, I'm with you, Marenzi. You know what I mean? But think about this. It's like, this is the thing now, right? So a lot of, you look at it, if a white guy comes up and he does like a Japanese or Chinese voice, it's offensive. But I've had many people come up and like rip Scottish voices or other things. I laugh. I don't care.
Oh,
see, that's the thing.
I defended you, Camp, with the redheaded stepchild. That's the thing.
I don't give a crap. But the thing is,
like,
so why?
I'm like, what is that?
So should I be mad about it? Like, that's the thing. Like, I got, and I'm with you, man. Soon we're not going to have any stand-up comics. What do you want people to talk about? Well, today I woke up and I had a bowl of, Honey Nut Cheerios. And like, shut up. Like, that's the thing, Gabe. Like, you said it. People got to relax. You got to know if it comes from a malicious place. That's where I'm kind of coming from. I think we can make those judgments, okay? Everyone needs to chill out. Jack Morris, what he did was wrong, though. I get it. He wasn't smart.
But the thing is, too, with Morris, and we'll play in a second, but remember Tom Brenneman? What is it? Brenneman.
The Reds announcer.
Yeah. So that was malicious. He was dropping, like, he was laughing at, he was dropping gay this, gay that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then he came back and was caught.
Yeah.
He came back and was caught like, oh, the mic's on. Oh, I'm so sorry, everybody. It's like, no, you're not, bro. You didn't know. You're just an idiot. Morris, dude, was just trying to be, like, you know what I mean? He's Archie Bunker. He's an older, like, it's stupid, but it was, and even his apology, I didn't think was that bad, but it's the tone of his voice in the apology. It's the way he comes across. Yeah. But sorry, roll the tape, guys. Here it is.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful.
Jeez.
Well, folks,
hold on, stop it right there.
Shohei
stop it right
Ohtani
there for a second.
To play.
Stop it. Is he doing a Sean? It sounds like to me he's doing a Sean Connery impression.
He does. It is.
He's very, very careful. Yeah.
It's half Irish, half Japanese. It's a great accent.
Starting from the start again. That's what I'm
very
saying.
Careful.
It's so bad, it's not offensive.
I agree.
I don't know. It sounds like I don't even know what he's doing.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful.
It is Sean Connery.
Well, folks,
it sounds
Shohei
like
Ohtani is coming to the plate,
Stop it again. All right, so this time we won't talk over it. But let me just throw this out here. The apology comes right after. It's spliced up. The apology comes, and he calls him Jose nearly. I want to apologize to Jose. Oh, Shohei. Like, all right, roll it all, and we'll analyze it after. All right, go roll it now.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful. Well, folks, Shohei Ohtani is coming to the plate, and it's been brought to my attention, and I sincerely apologize if I offended anybody, especially anybody in the Asian community, for what I said about pitching and being careful to Shohei Ohtani. I did not intend for any offensive thing, and I apologize if I did. Certainly respect and have the utmost respect for this guy, and don't blame a pitcher for walking.
Don't blame a pitcher for
pitcher
walking.
For walking. That's a bad. I got to be honest with you.
Like, he almost called him Jose Ohtani.
Yeah, Gabe, you're right though.
It's not.
You're right.
To me.
It is sincere. You said it. He's right. Archie Bunker. He's one of those older, like, white guys. Like, what do you?
Yeah.
The thing is, the stuff that Stephen A. Smith does is way worse than that. Like, you know what I mean? The guy's an old guy. He said, like,
oh, you can't put All in the Family on television in 2021.
Here's the thing.
Just can't do it. Yeah.
Jack Sanford and Son.
He's not malicious.
Exactly.
Gabe, that was not malicious in any way. in my opinion. Am I crazy? Like, I just think he's kind of a senile, kind of older guy. You can't do it. You got to make a statement. I get it, but
they didn't fire him. He's on a leave.
He's on a permanent. Yeah, I mean, he's on a permanent leave. He's not coming back. He's done for the year. That's for sure.
And people are gonna bitch. And I don't recall off the top of my head their names, but if you guys remember, it was like last year, two years ago. The Detroit Tiger guys in the booth got a fight over a chair.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They didn't like each other all year, you remember? Like, it was still on the air. And they were like, yeah, shut up, Mike.
Yeah.
It was basically like...
It's that Italian guy and the black guy. They hated each other.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's the guy, because I used to watch Tiger games. It's the real guy who slicks back his hair. And the black guy's like... The Italian guy's always going up to the guy and made like... He was always needling him. And one day, like, the black guy's like, I'm done with you. Like,
a little Elmer Fudd in that, too, yeah. A little Elmer Fudd in that voice, yeah.
You guys remember that? Yeah, it was like... And it was like, wow, listen, word got out. They're like, man, this broadcast sounds heated, like forever. Like,
no, that was like real hate. Like, those guys had enough.
It turned out, like the dude, the ex-player, like basically punched the play-by-play guy eventually.
Yeah.
And over a chair. I don't know, they started arguing over like the better chair or something in the booth, and it didn't end well. So the Tigers, like Keith Olbermann like tweeted today, it's time for the annual Detroit Tiger firing the announcer bit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
it's
pretty funny.
I don't know. Maybe people think we're jerks now and stuff, but I hope you don't. But I wouldn't fire Morris over this.
I agree.
I think a suspension and is in order, 10 days, whatever. Just chill out. Tell Jack, never do anything like that again.
Exactly.
Give him a second opportunity is what I say.
Jack's never had a history of racism, Babano.
No.
He's never out of history. Like,
I've never known him to be in trouble for anything. No.
No, but he's been known as one of the biggest jerks in the game.
He's a surly guy, but he's not racist.
He's never been called racist. He's never, he's been known as surly jerk. That's why he didn't get to the Hall of Fame. Mean guy. He's sort of lightened up over the years. And you know what? That's the thing, too, Cam. Jack Morris never used to talk, right? And, you know, he's lightening up a little bit now, and he cracks a little joke, and they bury him. And the thing is, he's wrong. And he should pay a price for it. And he should be suspended. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with that. But you know what I don't like about the cancel culture, guys? Is everybody's created equal. Like, you know what I mean? It's like everybody's like, you know what I mean? Somebody that looks at somebody the wrong way is Bill Cosby now. Like, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody's a monster. There's different levels to this stuff.
I agree.
You know, Larry Nassar's a monster.
He is.
You know, that monster, he's a creep. There should be the death penalty for that guy. He's a monster. Harvey Weinstein's the casting couch guy. There's like different levels to this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody sort of gets lumped into one, like this, fire him.
Great point, Gabe. Big differences.
No, no. You can't fire everybody every day. There's going to be no one left. Just everyone chill out. You pay the price. Said something stupid. All right. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the guy on CNN. All right, Tubin. So I don't know if you guys know the story. So Jeffrey Tubin, remember, he made his money off of OJ case and all that. You know, the legal analyst guy.
Yeah.
So he writes for the New Yorker magazine. So during the pandemic, the New Yorker magazine is having a Zoom meeting. He thought he turned the camera off on the Zoom meeting, and he began to pleasure himself.
Wow.
All right. He did not know that it was being broadcast. Right, to his coworkers on Zoom. They could see him, like, in the corner or whatever. And he did not know, an embarrassing moment for him. They fired him. The magazine fired him. CNN brought him back. All right, he wasn't on the air for, like, a year or whatever. They brought him back. And people were outraged and brought him back. And I'm thinking, so what? You want the guy, so... He was tugging it. You want to ban the guy? Like, he didn't tug it in a schoolyard. He ain't Kiss writing songs. They're like, he was at home on a Zoom meeting. He said, I got bored during the Zoom meeting. I turned the sound down on the Zoom meeting. I was ignoring it. And
I got to be honest, though, Gabe. If you're thinking about tugging it, you got to go upstairs or to a bathroom. You got to go to a different vicinity.
But
sorry. Just use common sense.
For life.
Yes.
Should he be banned for TV?
No. But he's got to be smoother than that. That's
it's
all.
It's like Pee Wee Herman.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman's career was ruined, right? For the porn theater. We'll get some CFL picks on the other side. I was blind, but now I see.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
They never go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with the Soup King, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, and the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right. Normally, I don't get upset about chat stuff, but people in chat have been pissing me off.
Why? What's the problem?
There's stupid comments. This dude said, that I was a hypocrite. That I was talking about cancel culture, but at the same time, I encourage people. What do you say? Gabe's talking about cancel culture one side of his mouth and talks about people that aren't taking part in a human experimental vaccination being excluded from society. It's like, shut up, bro. Like, Cam, would you like that guy either? No.
Like, it's kind of like...
We're not even talking about vaccination.
No, I'm not talking. Yeah, like what is this? The Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca hour? No, we're talking about other stuff. Anyway,
we haven't brought COVID once up, you stupid idiot.
No, yeah, and another thing is, that Seinfeld opener gets me every time. Why don't you put it in the bank? I just got smoke coming out my ears. You know, I hate that one, Gabe.
Yeah, we got to scratch that one. It's good
because it's kind of like there's a lot of people out there like Seinfeld, right? Like put it in the bank, but
I don't want to encourage putting.
Actually, I have a Wicked Simpsons episode for you guys, Matthias. It's one of the newer ones, but it's the funniest one. It's this guy where Homer is he becomes like this guy respects Homer. He thinks he's like a genius or whatever the track, but he becomes at the plant. He becomes his intern, and he's got a gambling problem too. And they set up like a pizza slice shop. We're selling weed in the back, and he's like, Gabe, he's betting on like a Fordham basketball game. No, it's Lehigh. There's so many good clips for your show in that episode. It's amazing. I got to get the episode. You can cut like 30 out of it. It's a real classic. The new Simpsons sucks, but that episode was great. Guy's name's Mike the Intern. Yeah, Mike the Intern. He gets into trouble with gambling. He wants to open up like a slice shop, like pizza slices, and yeah, he hooks up with Fat Tony. It's a good episode.
Happy to know they still make some good episodes, Simpsons.
Yeah, less Lisa, less Marge.
Better. I've said that all along. I love that show. And I tapped out and I watched them all on repeat, like on computers, so not on TV. Bing, 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 like every season. And I hit the wall, guys. And I'm not the most like big.
First 10 seasons is gold.
Yes. No, even more, Babano. 12 is good. 13. 14 and 15, they start to drift. And then it just starts to get worse. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, they got new writers and, like, they changed. Like, they, like I said before, they used to have, like, this, the show would be, like, about one thing or two storylines. It was sort of like a sitcom. They had the same, writing pattern. Now they went the Family Guy way of just a million jokes thrown together. It's not really a story.
Yeah.
It's not really about anything, but I got to check this one out. We're always looking for some good, funny gambling stuff. So I'm fired up for the football game tomorrow. It's too bad we're all in different cities. Me, Cam, and Babana, we're all separate. Can't go to a game together. But we're all going to be going to games soon enough. I'm ready to rock and roll. And Babana, which is cool, we got some point spreads earlier than we normally do for the CFL Babana.
Finally, thank goodness.
Normal spreads this week, right? You're able to handicap this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to wait till the game of the day and scramble and put in bets and send out bets on the day of the game anymore. So that's been nice. Look, Edmonton, BC tomorrow night. It's to say I've been disappointed with Edmonton and Trevor Harris and that offense is an understatement. It's hard to fathom that with the talent that they have on paper on that offense, that they've been as pathetic as they've been. They can't finish drives. They have turnover problems. They have short yardage issues. That's two games in a row they got stuffed on third down and inside a yard. And so they've got problems there. The O-line obviously hasn't lived up. It's shocking to me that Greg Ellingson, I think, has one catch in the first two games combined. The question is, are they going to wake up? And now we're seeing the BC Lions, guys, after two straight wins, two good wins. You know, they covered, I should say, against Saskatchewan. Yes. They lost that game. They're 1-1. They won against Calgary, and of course, Bo Levi Mitchell was less than
100%. 2-0 ATS, baby.
2-0 ATS. Yeah, that's what I meant with BC. But a nice win last week against Calgary. But now they're favored. You know, they were underdogs in the first two games, and now they're laying 4, 4.5. I actually took Edmonton at +4.5 because I'm going down with the ship at this point. Like, I like this team to be one of the better teams in the West Division. Yeah, we'll see if maybe getting away from Edmonton, going on the road, making the trip to BC maybe gets a better effort out of them. And I've still got to see BC as a favorite now. It's one thing to, you know, compete against Saskatchewan, beat Calgary. Now you got to win and win by margin. And the underdogs continue to cash, you know, for the most part in the CFL season. The unders do as well. But, man, guys, you're seeing some adjustments with these totals, aren't you? I mean, you're seeing 46 in this game, 45.5 with the Montreal-Calgary game, 42 with the Winnipeg-Toronto game. You're seeing some low totals this week. So odds makers they're adjusting to the under binge that we've seen so far.
There has been line movement at FanDuel. So the British Columbia Lions are -3.5 right now. It was 4.5 last night. It's 3.5 now. -184 on the money line. 46.5 is the total. And I'll tell you, Cam, I was surprised. Like, I thought this game, I thought BC would be favored by 1.5 or so.
I agree.
I thought it'd be closer to the pick'em range. Maybe BC -2. I was surprised to see 4.5 currently at 3.5 right now. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Babano on this one. And that's the thing. It's like, this is what leagues are going to do, right? Edmonton's been a big disappointment. BC's been better than expected, even though we liked them. And now you're getting inflation on the points. I would have made the line, yeah, BC won. That sounds about right, Gabe. So you could look at Edmonton and say you're getting points. Sometimes getting away from home, they had the big, you know, Eskimos to Elks thing going on. Getting a road trip is a good way to galvanize the team. I think it's going to be a very tight game. I think BC might pull it off, but to ask them to win by 4 points, I literally think it's going to be a field goal game. So if you think it's going to be a field goal game, you probably take the dog there. As for these totals, they've been going under the number, but I will say this, eventually this is what they do, right? Everyone's taking under, and then you're going to have that week. They're going to get too low, and eventually we're going to start to see points. So I think this week is the week we either split or get like a 3-1 to the over, but I lean the Elks with the points.
And big news for the BC Lions as well. There's, you know, it was a lot in the air, actually, as far as their ownership group, but they have been purchased as of today. They have a new owner.
Nice.
Amar Doman.
Yeah, he's golfing with Don Taylor. I saw on Twitter. I love Don Taylor.
I like Don Taylor too. He's funny.
I've always been a big Don Taylor guy. He's one of those old school guys that, you know what I mean? Like, I remember when I got into the business, he was like the big guy out west, and he was always fair to people. You know what I mean? There's a lot of dicks in this industry, and Don Taylor, he's got a great voice. Didn't he do all the video games too and stuff, Gabe? I know he did like an NHL game. He was like the voice of one of the big ones, but great guy, Don Taylor. He's the king of the west. You should know, Gabe, you're living out there now.
So, yeah, BC, I think, is this the guy? Is this the guy, Amar Dolman, in the commercial there where...
Yeah.
And the, you know what I mean? You can invest in companies that you like and like about... I think he might be... He says he's the founder and sole shareholder of Futura Corporation.
Huh.
He's obviously...
Well, he bought a CFL team. He's doing better. He's doing pretty well. Right? You gotta have some cake.
Well, he didn't buy the Dallas Cowboys.
No, he bought the BC. You'd like to buy a CFL team, would you? It still takes money.
Okay, so listen. No, so I was wrong. So he's the head and CEO of one of the largest controlling members of 30 more building materials, lumber, and forest products.
Oh,
manufacturing industry.
Let me tell you a story. This guy's loaded, because I'll tell you, people don't know, my brother's in that business, Gabe. I saw a guy at Home Depot. He went to come fix my stuff. People, 2x4s used to cost $1.64. My brother says they're going for $10 a pop now. Like, you don't know the price of wood. Like, people are, like, returning wood and getting hundreds of dollars back. Like, it's great. Like, wood, quality wood is worth a fortune right now. So, I'm telling you, if you're in the lumber industry, that's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You're making dough.
This guy's cashing in.
Yeah, big time.
So, I think... One thing I'll say about it, Cam, I don't think that, and I'll try to be loud, but I don't think that the BC Lions have a distinct home field advantage or anything. And to be honest, they have limited fans, too. I think there's like 7,500 fans. Like, there's not a ton of fans in the stadium. I don't know the exact limit. They've been kind of vague about it. Like, they don't say anything. So, but I know, and I can see this tickets for sale, the sections that are available and stuff. So it's definitely... So, I don't know. You're right. Maybe getting away. But I think BC are good. I think the guys on the line are going to be fired up to be playing their first home game in a city like this. I'm telling you guys, this stadium's world class. You know what I'm saying? So, the players are going to be jacked up when they see Vancouver and stuff. Because a lot of these guys, their training camp's in Surrey. Like, sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't.
Yeah.
I talked about that with Reinbold last week. He said, like, a lot of rookies, they don't know Babano, right, in Cam? They think, okay, man, I'm in the CFL, I'm not in the NFL, and then they see the CFL training camp, and they're in Mississauga, and they're in Surrey, they're in the middle of nowhere, or whatever. Or, sorry, they're in Kamloops, the BC Lions, sorry. They don't know. They didn't have a preseason. And then, boom, they're dropped into Saskatchewan, and there's 48,000 people going crazy, and they're like, holy crap, this is the real deal, right? And then they start to realize, oh, wow. So, like I said, BC plays almost too nice. The Lions should be playing outdoors in a worse stadium, to be honest.
I agree.
But nevertheless, what's your prediction, Cam? I say BC win, and I'm with you, Babano, and I've been riding the unders, buddy. And I hate going against the 7-1 to the under through 8 games this year. But I think BC wins a close, high-scoring game tomorrow.
The over, by the way, is 5-2-1 in the last 8 games. So this series has been a little bit higher scoring. I'm with you. I think there's points. Riley was good last week against Calgary on the road. And I think he'll move the ball pretty well here. But I think Harris against BC's defense. Look, BC faced, Fajardo, who was good. You know, that is a good offense, and they got carved up, especially early in that game. Let's not forget that. Bo Mitchell was not 100%, and now he's got the broken leg. That, I think, influenced their defensive performance last week a little bit. I think it'll be tougher against Harris and this Edmonton team.
Man, I don't know what your love affair with this Edmonton team is, Roberto.
28-26 BC.
Man, you nearly read my mind, Cam. I had 27-25 BC.
Yeah, well, we're close.
So that's over the number.
Yeah.
That's over the number. Man, I'm fired up. I can't wait. Going to do game time decisions tomorrow, and then...
Late game, too.
Yeah, but there's an hour, so it's 10. Yep. I only have an hour, so I was thinking, no, I don't need to go out. I can pre-plan it. That's the whole benefit of being literally at the stadium already.
This is what you do. This
I
is what you do.
I stock this, the fridge, Cam, and then
I'm a professional at this stuff. It's very simple. The first hour, we get into it. Dave's segment, you know, right around the end of it, you start cracking some beers. Beers ain't drinking. That 8 o'clock hour, you get a little bit lubricated. You step out the door at 9 o'clock. Very simple plan.
Yeah, I crush them. I figure I want to go over. It's the first, you know what's crazy? It's the first sporting event with fans in like 2 years in the city.
Yeah.
I'll be there, too.
Nice.
My first football game since the New York Guardians, the XFL, when everything got shut down.
I'm kind of jealous. You're going to have a good time there. That's a great game.
All right, we'll wrap up with Cam on the other side. We'll get into some NFL with Bando as well. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football fever. The countdown to college football, it's coming, man. What are we now? We're like 9 days away. 9 days away from college football. We have CFL football tomorrow night. We have NFL preseason football, too. We'll get Cam out of here in a couple of minutes. He's free to hang out, but
Cam
must pull an all-nighter here. Yeah,
yeah, no.
Light weights.
Last couple weeks, I don't know what's going on here. A couple hours here, a couple hours there. I got to be honest with you. That's how fun the show is.
It flies by.
And I also set up like an air duct here where the air is cool. Once I go to my room, it's too hot up there. So I like to chill in this area. Nice and chilly and cool.
See, you notice it's less stress too, Cam, right? You're just talking instead of
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay, like, hey, move. Don't move your
I don't wanna sound like a dick. If this was our life, like I did the show with you, I'd have a lot less stress. Like these guys have been trying to fix, you're coming in and out, your contrast, this and that. I got to tell, move me over a foot. I got to be honest with you, one day I'm going to strangle somebody. But, yeah, no, I love this. Radio's fun, man.
Nice to relax. We're riffing in the late night hours, Cam. That's what we're doing.
You got it, Babano. You got it.
Man, me and Babano, I haven't gone to the NFL yet. Time's flying by here.
Yeah, yeah.
We got NFL preseason tomorrow.
Yes.
Crush week one. But week two is going to be trickier.
Speaking of unders. Unders in the preseason, 14-3 so far, just like the CFL start.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch this week. They're all going to go over.
Exactly.
They got the Patriots and the Eagles tomorrow. I was not impressed with the Eagles. You got Mac Jones and the Patriots. I'll take Belichick over Sirianni here. I think the Patriots are the play. -125. It's -1.5. I'll just do the money line, -125. Totals 38. We'll break it down on game time decisions tomorrow with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stern. All right, Cam, before we get out of here, words of wisdom for the golf bettors.
Words of wisdom, guys. First round leaders, take a shot with Harris English, Scotty Scheffler, Johnny Vegas, Aaron Wise. Let's get this party started. Have a good one, guys.
See you, Cam.
Late night anger management class. All right, me and Babano will try to crank through some NFL futures on the other side and hit the CFL games quickly. Bring it.